Stress, anxiety, depression. We don't want to get rid of them, and there's a reason why. Every entrepreneur is familiar with these three emotions, I promise you, and we're going to talk about the value of them right now. Hello, entrepreneurs, and welcome to this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we are going to talk about three very familiar emotions, three things that I think every entrepreneur has felt either right before they decide to be an entrepreneur or every day after they decide becoming an entrepreneur, or probably both. We're going to talk about anxiety, stress, and depression, and why they are something we want to be careful of, something we don't want to stay in, but why they're extremely useful tools as entrepreneurs. Okay. Stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, what are these? Well, stress and anxiety are simply vibrations that we feel. They're feelings that we feel. You can probably identify them. Everyone feels them a little bit differently, but they're just vibrations that we feel. But stress and anxiety are the what cause us to go to depression. Stress and anxiety, the longer we stay, a prolonged state of anxiety and stress will certainly lead us to depressive feelings, depression experiences, and will even sometimes lead people to chronic depression, right? Worry, anxiety, stress. Worry is what brings on anxiety and stress. And here's all they are. Here's all anxiety and stress is. Like, your goal is to live in the present moment. As an entrepreneur, as a human being, your goal is to live in the present moment as things are happening, because that's all that's real. The future is not real. The past has already happened. It's just a memory. We're supposed to live in the present moment at all times. Be present, have presence. You've heard this before. Whenever we experience stress or anxiety, it's a key indicator that we have left the present moment. Here's why. Stress and anxiety can't exist in the present. When we have something directly in front of us to do, to handle, to absorb, whatever it is, stress and anxiety are not functional feelings in that space. Stress and anxiety don't happen in the moment. They happen when we leave the present moment and go to the future of what's going to happen. We only have stress and anxiety over what has happened in the past because we think of what it's going to mean for us in the future. Or when we start thinking about the future and trying to plan what's exactly going to happen, stress and anxiety comes in. Stress and anxiety does not happen in the present moment. And I'll explain this to you in a different way. Now, when someone gets, someone's on a plane and there's turbulence or the plane starts falling in the sky, they experience stress and anxiety. Why? Even just as light as turbulence, right? I have a few clients who have an absolute fear of flying, and turbulence will scare the shit out of them. Well, the only reason turbulence scares them is because they've lost the present moment. Turbulence is not a problem in a plane. Turbulence is a good thing. Turbulence is what keeps the plane in the air, right? when there's changes in pressures, changes in the outside air pressures, turbulence is a great thing. Turbulence is the plane self-correcting or figuring itself out through disruptive air. It's a good thing. It's what keeps the plane in the air. But when someone has turbulence and they start to get stressed or anxious, it's not because of the turbulence in the present moment. It's because what they've lost the present moment of being on the flight. They are now in the future thinking about what turbulence means. We're definitely going to crash now. Turbulence is bad. This is really bad. My life is over. I have to say goodbye to my family. All this. That's where the stress and anxiety comes from, not the present moment. Now, you think about this. When someone has been involved in a plane crash and survived a plane crash, they're not stressed and anxious when the plane crashes and they've realized they survived. They instead are more, you know, some people describe it as in shock. Some people describe it as a very calm energy, but they're almost just very focused and clear. They get up and they figure out, okay, what do I have to do? I have to get away from the wreckage. I have to see if I can save anyone else. I have to start finding out how I can communicate with someone. They're very logical, methodical. There's no stress and anxiety in some of the most stressful situations. Think about this. The most stressful situations to think about in the moment of the situation, there's no stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety are indicators that you've lost a present moment. If you were to stay present all the time, stress and anxiety would be a minimal in your life. So stress and anxiety are these things that tell us we've lost the present moment. So you can either work on becoming more present, okay? Or we can work on what the value of stress and anxiety really are, and depression even, what the value of depression is, because there is value there. Stress and anxiety, eventually, you know, they're just minimal versions of depression. They eventually lead to depression. They're meant to pause us for a minute. They're meant to stop us from doing something, from taking action on something, especially depression. That's what depression is for. Depression is this thing that is supposed to slow everything down and hold you in place for a minute so you don't take any action without thinking it through. Okay? Now, this is different. If you have chronic depression, if you've been diagnosed with a disease, of course, this is a little bit different. I'm just talking about people who experience depression on a regular basis, people like myself. I experience depressive episodes ongoing. I mean, just stress and anxiety will take over. Then I'll feel real low. Then I'll just feel a little bit depressed and I'll realize, okay, I've lost the present moment. I'm here in a depressive state for a minute. What does this mean? What am I supposed to take from this? Now, depression, anxiety, and stress are meant to alert us. Stress and anxiety are meant to alert to us that there is something we are worried about, something that we probably should take action on in the present moment to avoid in the future. And depression just tells us we've been in stress and anxiety for too long, and we're supposed to pause and figure something out, think something through. Now, here's the thing about depression, stress, and anxiety. They're not problems to feel. They're problems to stay in. So if you stay in stress, if you stay in anxiety, or if you stay in depression, that's a problem. We become low, we become numb, or we become, in stress and anxiety, we become hyperactive to the negative. And we don't want that at all. The way to solve all three of those is to figure out, why am I stressed and anxious, and how do I come back to the present moment? How do I come back to the present moment? What can I do right now to solve this? And if the answer is nothing, drop it. If you can't do anything to solve what you're stressed and anxious about right now in the present moment, if there's nothing to do, then drop it. If there's something to do, then do it. Your stress and anxiety will go away. Stress and anxiety, you know, we recently had a road trip, and this is the way I like to think about it. Stress, anxiety, and especially depression are like a rest stop on a road trip. Okay, let's talk about depression like Chick-fil-A for a minute, and stress and anxiety like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is a great place to stop when you're on a road trip. It's quick. Their orders are always accurate. It's not super greasy. And for us Canadians, stopping at Chick-fil-A on a road trip down to Florida, say, is like a part of the vacation, because we don't have Chick-fil-A up here. We don't have one near us anyway. And so to us, that's like, you know, the fun of doing a U.S. road trip. Here's the thing. When we stop at Chick-fil-A, we like to get out of the car. We like to get out of the car, go in the restaurant. Everyone gets to stretch. Everyone gets to use the bathroom. We eat like human beings at a table in the restaurant instead of eating in the car and being full of garbage until the next stop. But I never want to stop. When I'm driving and I'm in a groove, I just want to keep going. Okay? But that rest stop is like depression. It stops us for a minute. I can no longer drive. I can no longer keep going down the road. Even though I was driving, I was tired, maybe swerving a little bit. My eyes were getting a little bit tired, staring at the road for 6-7 hours at a time, whatever the case. That rest stop is needed. It's not what I want as a driver, but it's needed. And at that rest stop, I get to think for a minute. I get to take my eyes off the road. I get to change my position for a minute. I get to silence all the road noise and all the people in the car and all the stuff. And I just get to sit for a minute. And during that time, I can make a choice. I can either take the rest and then get back on the road and keep driving. That's me experiencing depression for a minute, learning the signals of what I needed to learn. Like the rest, for instance, slows everything down, quiets the noise, and I get back on the road. Or I can stay at Chick-fil-A for 8 hours. But if you stay at Chick-fil-A for 8 hours, how upset are you going to be that you didn't make any more progress on the road? That you've literally sat inside Chick-fil-A for 8 hours, that you haven't made any progress, you haven't kept driving, you're so far from your destination. That's what happens when we stay in depression. When we stay in depression, when we stay in stress, when we stay in anxiety, that's like you making a quick pit stop on a road trip, but then staying in that pit stop for no reason whatsoever, just because it felt right in the moment, staying in that pit stop for 8 to 10 hours. And then being super pissed off that you haven't made any progress on the road, that you haven't gone anywhere, that you haven't moved, that you haven't done anything, that you've just been sitting inside a Chick-fil-A, probably eating more than you should for the entire time. Depression, stress, and anxiety are not a problem. They're only a problem if you stay there. So the next time, right, let's leave even depression alone for a minute, because if we can figure out stress and anxiety, we won't even get to the depressive state. Next time you feel stressed or anxious, stop for a minute. Ask yourself the simple question. Is there anything I can do right now to eliminate or to reduce the stress and anxiety? The thing I'm stressed and anxious about, can I do anything? Can I take any action right now? If the answer is no, you have to work on calming techniques to get yourself out of stress and anxiety. If the answer is yes, go do that thing. And the answer is typically always yes. There's always something you can do. Even if you're stressed and anxious about your kid being out late, and there's nothing you can do about it because they're not supposed to be home until 11 o'clock or whatever, but you're just worried about them. There is something you can do. Give them a call. Send them a text. Hey, I was just thinking about you. Want to make sure everything's going well. Whether they answer or not, you've sent that message out to them. Now they don't answer. Of course, that can cause more stress. So pick up the phone and call them. So many people don't want to make phone calls these days. They want to text everything. If something is really bothering you, I promise you, make the phone call. It's much, much easier. Okay? There's always something you can do in the present moment to reduce your stress or anxiety. Stress and anxiety are riddling emotions for entrepreneurs. They come up all the time. I would say almost every call with every client, some form of stress or anxiety that they're currently experiencing or have experienced in the past week comes up. And every single time, here's what I've learned, it's because they've left the present moment. They're thinking about the future. They're thinking about the past. They're not living in the moment. Presence and calm energy are some of the most important skills you can learn as an entrepreneur. How to remain calm, how to remain present. Is it going to happen all the time? No. You will never remove stress and anxiety from your life for good. Doesn't happen. It will not happen. But you can manage it, and that's all we can do. We can manage it simply by staying in the present moment as much as we possibly can. And if we leave the present moment for stress and anxiety, asking yourself that simple question on how I come back. Don't resist stress and anxiety. They're good signal emotions. Just don't stay in them for any period of time. Hope that helps you guys out. Every entrepreneur, I'm sure, experiences this at some point, just like I do. Until next week, stay present as much as you can. I'll see you guys soon. Look, if you heard the podcast before, you know about the Next Level Academy. It's where you work with me live every single week. You get access to an amazing community. Plus, you get a portal full of my best of coaching calls that I've ever done and some really good courses that I've created. If you want in, it's only $9.97. You got to know the time is right for you. It's lifetime access. Don't miss out. www.davemoreno.ca/academy.